Parsha of the Eruv starts with a really difficult verse. It says that he was sitting by the opening of the tent by the heat of the day, and God revealed himself to him. Vayera Hashem, God appeared, a love to him. The problem is, it doesn't say who. Now, of course, because it's Parshat Vayera, and we know who the major character is, or at least one of the major characters, we know it's Avraham, we know it's Avraham Avinu. But nonetheless, at least the way that I've been taught to write, is it should have said his name. This verse seems to tell us something which I think is important, that this first verse of Avram sitting there by the opening of the tent in the heat of the day when God revealed himself to him is a continuation from what we told immediately before. Parshat Lech Lecha ended with Avraham performing a circumcision on himself, on his entire family, and apparently this is the context. Right after the circumcision, and God appeared to him, right after he had done the circumcision. God appeared to him, and then we're told in the following verse, and this is a second problem, that Avram, or he, lifts up his eyes and he sees these visitors who are coming. Now, the combination over here of these problems is, we're not told on the one hand, as we said, who is the major character, though we know it's Avraham. The other thing we're not told is that when God appeared to him, what was the content? What is it that God said? What was the message? And maybe understanding the context does provide us the explanation. And this is following the approach which is popularized by Rashi, which is found in the rabbis. But I want to try to say it a little bit sharper, hopefully, or just to understand what it is that they meant to say. Avram just now had a circumcision. So if I ask what is the content of when God came to visit him, the answer is I don't need any content. God came to visit Avram because he wasn't feeling well. Now this is a really important message. Because sometimes when we want to perform a mitzvah, we want to visit somebody, we want to visit somebody who's sick. We want to, perhaps, you know, somebody is sitting Shiva, and we want to come and see them. Sometimes we think that the only way that our visiting has real value is if we say something, if we have words. Perhaps the message is simply the fact that God revealed himself to Avraham without any other words is itself what's important. Sometimes just being there is important. And it's not the words, and it's not the brilliant words, and it's not the conversation. Sometimes, especially when somebody's in need, being there is what's important. Of course, when it comes to visiting the sick, it's not just being there, it's also helping them. In this particular case, it would seem to be, and this continues the line of Rashi, that God sees what Avraham needs. Avraham needs to be active. He needs people to take care of. Even though he's elderly and he doesn't feel well, he still needs to do good, and that was the need of Avraham, so God provides for that need, and hence the three men come. Now, continuing on in our narrative, this may be able to help us to understand something which is really quite difficult. After this initial episode, God tells Avraham what's going to happen. He tells him about the city of stone which is going to be destroyed, and Avraham argues, and he debates, and he gets involved in conversation. Full stop. Later on in the Parsha, we're told that God comes to Avraham and tells him to take his son, his only son, the son that he loves, and offer him up as an offering. In this instance, Avram doesn't speak. And it's very easy to question, why is it to save the city of Sodom, who were not really righteous people, Avram engages God in conversation and dialogue, perhaps one can even say debate. But when it comes to his own son, Avram is silent. Here there's no debate, here there's no discussion, here Avram accepts what it is that God had requested. And maybe the answer is that that's what Avraham learned from that visit. Sometimes one needs to question, and sometimes it's a time to be quiet. Which means when it comes to certain theological issues, including when people are sick, including when people are mourning for the dead, sometimes we don't have the words to say, and that's okay. Simply being there is enough. It could be that Avraham intuits in this particular situation that God asked him to do something. And if you really want to connect these a little bit in a sharper way, when God asked Avraham to perform a circumcision and included an any child on the eighth day, and when he took that knife and he lifted it up and he circumcised his son Yitzchak on the eighth day, he probably never imagined that God would ever ask him to take a knife and lift it up and take it to his son. But we see there, therefore, that there is a connection between these two events. And Avraham doesn't question regarding the circumcision, and Avraham doesn't question regarding the Akedah. Over here, he seems to understand that simply being with God is really what's required. Being with God is enough. And I know that there's all kinds of questions that we could and we should ask, but apparently Avraham felt that there are certain times that one can't question. It's interesting because as he makes this trip, and the place where this takes place, according to tradition, is the Temple Mount. How many prayers of Jews throughout the generations have been directed to that particular place? And maybe there were silent prayers in Avram's heart. But as he marches and he goes towards the Akedah, he's there with his son, he's there with Yitzchak, but there's someone else who's with him, and that's God. And just as God silently visited Avram in the beginning of the Parsha, here Avram silently walks with God as he's prepared to do really the most horrific thing imaginable. And thank God it was stopped. Because now not only God, now Avraham himself realized that maybe there's something which is even greater than speech. And if you think about it, speech is really one of the defining characteristics of the human being. The ability to take words and put them into sentences and to be able to say beautiful things and beautiful prayers. That's such a human trait. But now we realize there's one trait which may even be greater than that. And that is even to know not when to speak, but when to be silent.